President Bush's proposal to revive the economy would cost about $675 billion over 10 years. One key part of the plan would get rid of a federal tax paid by investors on stock dividend earnings. Another would accelerate income tax rate cuts. Wisconsin Congressmember Paul Ryan will vote on the tax portions of the plan when they go before the House Ways and Means Committee. The Janesville Republican argues that losing tax revenue will only temporarily increase the size of the federal deficit.
So in the short term, you're going to see that this is going to cost money. But if this works as well as we hope it will then grow the economy, and we will have higher economic growth and therefore more tax revenues, and we can get rid of these deficits.
But another member of the Ways and Means Committee, Milwaukee Democrat Gerald Klutschka, argues the president's stimulus plan will not lead to smaller deficits. Klutschka says the massive cost of the package comes at an especially bad time.
There is no way that the administration is factoring the $100 to $200 billion cost of this war that the president is planning on starting. And to further exacerbate the problem, we haven't even passed this year's budget. So here we are giving away money we don't have.
Klutschka says an alternative stimulus plan proposed by Democrats would cost much less and help the economy much sooner. Representative Tammy Baldwin is a Democrat from Madison who serves on the House Budget Committee. She says by not touching the dividend tax, her party's proposal would be less likely to just help the wealthy.
A break like this benefits those in the top 1% of American wealth much greater than they do the average family who might be making $20,000 income per year.
Now, House Democrats know they don't have the votes to stop the president's proposal on their own. But the debate in the lower chamber may influence the Senate, which has a smaller GOP majority. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.